Listen, I will teach you this one and we'll go. The series, by the grace of God, will end by next time we meet. Prayer allows you to negotiate with God. I will teach you something that will, if this thing does not allow you to succeed in life, I don't know how else to help you. I will teach you how men can negotiate with God. Give me the book of Isaiah chapter 1 verse 18. Isaiah 1 verse 18. This is what the Lord says. He says, come, let us reason together, says the Lord. Who is saying this? God is saying, come, let us reason together. Are you listening to what I'm saying? God is saying, come, let us reason. Isaiah 41 verse 21. Come, let us reason. I will teach you how you can pray for your loved ones. Present your case, says the Lord. Set forth your arguments. There are times you have to come before God. And you see, you say, Father, I come with a case. And God will come and sit on his throne room. And you say, Father, we need to talk. Those are not the ones you just blast in tongues. No. This one, you are coming with your case. That means you are prepared as a lawyer. I'm telling you what I do. I'm telling you what is real. It happens. This is real. The Bible says, look at what it said. Present your case. It said, present your case, says the Lord. Set forth your arguments. So you come before him and say, Lord, I have been faithful. I will show you a man that did it in the Bible. I will show you a man that did it. But listen first. You will come before the Lord and say, Father, I have been faithful. To my best of knowledge, I have been faithful. Father, I tithe. I give offerings. Father, I support your work. I clean the house. Father, I know I'm not praying the way I need to pray, but at least I pray. Father, I walk towards holiness. Why am I not succeeding? Call upon me and I will answer. And I will show you deep and mighty things you know nothing of. When you are done presenting that case, he will present his own case. You see, God, see, there are times God comes to us to deal with us as friends. You bring your case. You have two scriptures that backs you up. Isaiah 1 verse 18 and Isaiah 41 verse 21 that say, bring your case. So you bring your case. Hezekiah did that same thing. Let's look at the book. Give me 2 Kings verse 20. 2 Kings 20 verse 1, please. In those days, Hezekiah became ill and was at the point of death. The prophet Isaiah, son of Amos, went to him and said, this is what the Lord says. Put your house in order because you are going to die. You will not recover. Jesus. This is what the Lord has said. Listen. How many of you know that when the Lord says something, you will listen? He said, this is what the Lord says. Put out. Praise the Lord. He said, put your house in order. Because you are going to die. You will not recover. This is God saying something. Next verse. Hezekiah turned his face to the wall and prayed to the Lord. Watch the negotiation. Next verse. He didn't reply the prophet. The moment the prophet dropped the message, he left Hezekiah. He didn't reply him. The king didn't reply him. Remember, O Lord, how I have walked before you faithfully and with a wholehearted devotion and have done what is good in your eyes. And Hezekiah wept bitterly. He presented his case before God. Remember how good I am. Remember the good works I have done. Some of you have not presented your case before God. And with different kind of prayer. And with prayer whereby you come as a lawyer. You know God is God. But you come as a lawyer and present your request. Why should God bless you? Why should God give you a multi-million company? Why will God trust you with the healing oil? Why will God empower you? Why should you sing and power will flow? Who are you? Present your case. Your case ought to be presented. Next verse. Before Isaiah had left the middle court, the word of the Lord came to him. Next verse. Before Isaiah could pass where the king was finished, the word came. Say, go back and tell Hezekiah, the leader of my people. He said, this is what the Lord, the God of your father David says. I have heard your prayer and seen your tears. I will heal you. On the third day from now, you will go up to the temple of the Lord. Instantly. There are some wounds you don't just take to yourself. There are some wounds that it will hit you. Hit you so hard. You go before God and table your request. Father, I have served you. Father, I have prayed. My God, I have given. I have sacrificed. I am an usher in your house. I don't have much, but I give the little I have. I have prayed for people who are sick. I have done everything possible, Lord. My business must grow. Why wouldn't he? If it does not grow, then Father, what have I done? The Lord must answer. And he might send the prophet. Somebody else did the same thing. Listen. And Abraham came and said, Father, if you find 50 righteous. He said, if I find 50 righteous, I won't destroy them. He said, if you find 40 righteous. He said, if I find 40, I won't. He said, since you have allowed me, a man, to speak before you. If you find 30. He said, if I see 30, I won't destroy Sodom and Gomorrah. He said, since you have permitted me to speak, a man that knows nothing. If you find 20. He negotiated till 10. A man was negotiating with the Father. You can come before him and bring your case. A pastor was praying. A man had an accident. He was a contractor. Real life story. And the man fell into one iron like that. And he was rushed to the hospital. And the pastor began to pray. So this man appeared in heaven. He gave the testimony. He said he was in heaven. And he said he didn't want to come back. He loved heaven. So Jesus came and said, you'll be going back. He said, no, he can't go back. That nobody can make him go back. Jesus said it's not his choice. But he has to go back. He said he's not going back. He said, who can make him? He said, your pastor has not allowed you to stay. He said, no, my pastor cannot make me to come back. I will remain here. Then the Lord opened something that seems like cotton. And he saw his pastor saying, Father, I won't allow this soul to die. He has children on earth. He must take care of them. Father, this man will come back to life. He can't die. And the Lord sent that young man back as an answered prayer. Even Jesus is vulnerable. When you present your case, even the Almighty God can't resist it when you present your case. Present your case before me. Chant it. Listen, when you see us, we are saying, my altar is calling you. We are presenting a case before the Father. I heard a story that Daddy Kumu, you went to a program and said, God, because of my relationship with you, let the cripples walk. And he said, hundreds of cripples began to walk. He didn't pray. He just told God, because of my relationship with you, let the cripple walk. Abraham never prayed. It's scriptural. Abraham never prayed that God should appear before the king and warn them to leave his wife. Abraham told them, he said, Sarah is my sister, not my wife. And they took Sarah. Abraham went to her sleeping. And the Lord came on behalf of him. He said, that man you are holding his son, his wife, is a prophet. If you don't return that child, that baby, baby girl now, baby, if you don't return his baby, because without Sarah, the future cannot be fulfilled. Say, if you don't, there are some times people will touch you. God will go for you. There was a time something happened. I will not share the full story. Something happened. And when this thing happened, this young man was sleeping. And an angel of the Lord appeared into the man's dream and warned him. He says, this young man, he was telling him about me. He said, this young man, stay away from me. And the young man woke up and said, whatever I'm holding you, I'm returning it back, I beg. Let me stay. I was sleeping and the Lord appeared. When somebody, Paliaka, I was sharing with mommy a woman that had a vision. That woman that had a vision, and the Lord showed my picture to him, to her, and was telling her something. This woman was lamenting and praying to God, telling God, hey, this. And she said as she was sleeping, she was in the spirit, and she saw me standing. And the Lord said, you see what you are going through? This my servant is going through this, and yet he remains faithful. You, who are you? And the woman woke up and called me. She didn't know about whatever challenge that was. And I said, madam, you saw correctly. You see, while you sleep, something is happening. While you are sleeping, something is happening. The day someone, you know, you don't know. Until one day someone will come and tell you, see, for 5 years I've been trying to kill you. But whenever I came to kill you, a spirit appears. You will not know that 5 years you were on fire. You thought fire is only when you are walking, your body, your blood is hot. No. Even when you are in the cold weather, the fire burns. Is this Psalm 105 verse 4? Give me Psalm 105 verse 4. Let me see something. Give me verse 5. I'm looking for where he said that he makes his angels spirits, his servant flames of fire. I said 104. Psalm 104. Can someone read for me? 104 verse 4. Verse 4. Yes, that is it. He makes winds his messenger, flames of fire his servants. Give me NLT. Then you give me King James. Listen to this. If you carry this mindset, let me see the spirit that will come and disturb you. He said, the winds are your messenger, flames of fire are your servant. Who maketh his angel spirit, his ministers, a flaming fire? I don't need to command the fire to burn. No. The Bible said that he has made me fire. Who maketh his what? His angel spirit, his ministers, a flaming fire. A flaming fire means that they are burning. So I don't need to put on my garment of fire to be on fire. There is a place for that. But naturally, as a Christian, as a servant, as a minister of God, there is this fire that burns inside of you constantly. If you know why you ought to pray, you will never stay a day without praying. Even when you don't feel like praying, you must pray. Because I want you today, while we began to pray, you will begin to negotiate your future with God. Hannah did the same thing. Hannah came before the Lord. He said, wait, let's reason. And God said, I'm here. Every time she was coming and lamenting before God. God, you don't give me child. God, you don't give me child. God, they are laughing at me. God, they are mocking. God kept silent. And Hannah came. He said, come, let's talk. And God put his ears. What do you want to offer, woman? He said, if you give me a son. She was not saying, if you give me a child. She told God what she wants. When you negotiate with God, you tell him exactly what you need. You don't leave it by faith or chance. You tell him what you want. God, give me Scotland or I die. That is a negotiation. Father, I will burn with fire. I want the dimension of the prophetic upon my life. And the Lord will ask you, why should I trust you with the prophetic? If you give me the prophetic, No week will pass by without me using that prophetic to win souls. And God will weigh it in the balance. Alright, I will give you a measure. So when you are saying, my altar is calling you. When you are saying, God, remember my sacrifices. Is the negotiation you have made in the spirit. Make negotiations in the spirit. For married couples that are watching me, the Lord is speaking to me about married couples. There are times in your marriage, there's someone watching me. Person is listening to me. You will be in marriage. A time will come you will be in marriage. You might look beside your wife or your husband and you might not see that thing that was once there that sparkled the both of you to fall in love. Listen to me. It takes the spirit of the Lord to know how to love. Sometimes the only prayer you need to pray is, Father, cause me to love my wife. Cause me to love my husband. Even in his bad action or her bad action, make me love her more. And the Lord will open your eyes. Because love is not a feeling but a decision. You don't feel in love. I feel like marrying you, you will suffer in that marriage. I've decided to marry you. That's why they ask you, do you accept? And you say, I do. He didn't say, do you feel like marrying Sister Nkechi? And Sister Nkechi, do you feel like? No. He said, do you accept? Because it's a decision. Same way, if you will prosper in life, you must make a decision to work hard and pray hard. There is nothing holding you. The greatest enemy of every man is himself. Do you have a case? If you don't have a case to present, some of you are searching, you don't have a case. If you don't have a case, it means you have not worked with him. If you don't have any case to present before God, you have not worked with him. That's why I tell the foundational class people, I say, go and heal the sick. Go and pray. Because the moment you are healing the sick, you are building your case. One of the favorite movies I watch is law movies. My wife will tell you that I love law movies. I'm not a barrister, I'm not a lawyer. But I love it. Because I love the way they present their cases. How they are able to just one file, they can tweak it, tweak it, tweak it. I say, brother, why are you one proof? They will twist it, twist it, twist it, twist it. Not like the Nigerian court that people will hold the Bible and swear and lie. The white men don't do that. They will say, you are under oath, remember. And they will tell you the truth. And before you engage in any battle with the lawyer, you must have concrete evidences. So before you go before the Lord and say, Father, I want to bring my case. And he said, what is your case? He said, I'm a believer. You're a believer, and so? They were prophets. They were in the land. They were not just believers. They were walking with God. But a man called Elijah came and locked the heavens. And there was no rain. And the prophet cried. He said, there is a man that presented a case before me. And this man destroyed the altars of Baal. What is your case? The reason why the fire came down and consumed them was because Elijah presented the case. He said, if I be a prophet, that was the case. And God will not deny it. He was a prophet and the fire must come. Whether God likes it or not, he will answer because the case was presented. If the fire did not come, then he's not a prophet. And he said, he didn't say, Father, send down fire. He said, if I be a prophet of God, let the fire come down. God was sleeping and Elijah came and said, call the gods of the Baal. Summon your God. Let's know which God is God. And God said, why are you doing this thing, Elijah? He said, let these people know. What is your case? What is your case? Have you ever swept the church for 1 month? What is your case? How many souls have you won? What is your case? Man of God, I am called. What have you done with that calling? What is your case? You're not even faithful in tithe. What is your case? Do you have a case you can present? What is your case? You still collect bribe. What is your case? Do you have a case? If you don't have a case, keep quiet. and wait for the blessings that comes to believer to come your way. You can't present a case. Be on your feet. Listen. Listen. Let me show you. Let me help you. Because some of you have snatched your heart. You don't see a case. Present the blood of Jesus as your case. Lord, a blood of a God was shed on my behalf. See, today, ask God for a prayer point. Hold that prayer point till it comes to your life. Don't stop. Hold that prayer point. Father, I want everything I carry to be on fire. Let me share you something. I won't want to share it publicly. You have, let everything you have carry that fire. Let even your mobile phone carry that fire. Let even your car carry that fire. Whatever you touch, let it be anointed. Don't limit the fire of God. Carry it. There was something Apostle Chukwu was posting online. He was posting all the great men he has met, and I came and I said, every great man that Apostle Chukwu has met, I've met them. And I said, ask me why. I said, because I've met Apostle Chukwu. Because one day he came and said, every impartation I have received all my life, I give to you. I've met men of God that have released everything they carry. Daddy Arome once prayed a prayer and said, everything I carry, I give to you. I received it. Let me tell you. What is your case? So as he was posting every man that he has met, I say, oh, I've met this man. Don't limit God. Let everything you carry, carry fire. One day I was doing my prayer section. I was in the house having my covenant hour with God. I think it's about 30 minutes. I just came out. Mommy was sitting there. And the power of God hit mommy. I didn't know. I just finished praying. I was just coming out. She just did like this. I said, what happened? Her whole body was on fire. She started praying. She went into prayer. When she came out, I asked her what happened. She said, as you just came out, something hit me. One, you can soak yourself and remain there. I'm sharing this with you because there is more. Anyway, more. We have not touched him. My job is to help you unlock your potentials and your destiny. Carry that fire. You will not know what you are becoming now. You will not see it. But that building that you are building now, in years to come, it will make sense. We have seen spiritual. We've seen the ones that appear physically and the ones that appear spiritually. And they will be speaking, you will be laughing at them. There is something you know they don't know. Can we come closer to pray? Come closer. Come. Just, yeah, stay there. Come closer. Let's pray. In fact, come. Just come to the altar. Just come. I want us to pray. Then just pray here. Stay. Stay in between. Inside here. Yes.